Good afternoon. An estimated 891,000 people aged 13 or above were living with the diagnosed HIV infection in the United States by the end of 2010. Men who have sex with men, or MSM, have been disproportionately affected by HIV infection. In 2011, MSM, including MSM, who inject drug users, accounted for 65% of diagnosed HIV infection, despite representing only 4% of the male population in the United States. Unprotected receptive intercourse, meaning anal intercourse without a condom, is high-risk behavior among MSM leading to HIV infection. Previous research has shown that the experience of sexual violence is associated with high-risk sexual behaviors, and this in turn increases the risk for HIV infection. For the analysis, we wanted to understand the extent to which the experience of sexual violence among MSM is associated with high-risk sexual behaviors, including unprotected anal intercourse. Limited small-scale studies have shown the association of experience of sexual violence and HIV risk-taking behaviors among MSM. Two studies, one using a convenient sample of homosexual and bisexual men attending urban STD clinic in Chicago, Denver, and San Francisco, and another study from a large gay pride event in Atlanta, showed that sexually abused MSM were significantly more likely to report HIV risk behaviors, including unprotected anal intercourse. Whether these associations hold true in a nationally representative sample of MSM is unknown. This is one of the first studies that has looked at the association of HIV-related risk behaviors and sexual violence among MSM in large, nationally representative sample of the U.S. The objectives of this study are to describe the prevalence of lifetime sexual violence among MSM by demographic characteristics, characterize the association between sexual violence and HIV-related sexual risk behaviors among MSM in the past 12 months, and characterize the association between the age at which MSM first experienced sexual violence and HIV-related sexual risk behaviors in the past 12 months using a nationally representative cross-section survey of the United States. Now I'll talk about the methods of the study. The National Survey of Family Growth, or NSFG, is an in-person cross-sectional health survey representative of the civilian, non-institutionalized population of the United States aged 15 to 44 years. NSFG employs a multi-stage probability sample of households. Information on sexual violence and HIV risk behaviors were collected using audio computer-assisted self-interviewing, or ACASI, to give respondents a more private opportunity to report this sensitive information. To increase the sample size and to increase the estimate stability, data from the recent 2002 cycle and the 2006 to 2010 continuous cycle of NSFG were combined because they asked the similar questions. In this slide, on the left side, I will present the unweighted sample, and on the right side, you will see the weighted sample. Approximately 35,000 adults, including males and females, completed the interview in two cycles. That correspond to about 246 million respondents in the United States. We restricted the analysis to males aged 15 to 44 years, which was further restricted to men who have sex with men, that is MSM, aged 18 to 44 years. A total of 6.4 million, or 5.8% of the men, were estimated to be MSM. This estimate of MSM is similar to what has been published earlier by CDC. Please note that we defined MSM as men aged 18 to 44 years who reported ever having anal or oral intercourse with another male. The outcomes of the study were six HIV-related sexual risk behaviors in the past 12 months. That is, had sex with two or more male sex partners, had sex with an injection drug user, had sex with an HIV-positive person, had sex, exchanged sex for money or drugs, had sex with two or more female sex partners, any one of these five sexual risk behaviors. Variables included in the analysis are the following. Ever experienced sexual violence? MSM were classified as having experienced sexual violence if they reported ever having been forced by a male or female to have vaginal, oral, or anal sex with a male or female against his will, and age at which the MSM first experienced sexual violence, which was categorized as less than 18 years versus 18 years or older. Covariates include were race or ethnicity, age, marital status, education, income as measured by the U.S. poverty threshold, self-reported sexual orientation, and men who have sex with men and women. We conducted a weighted analysis to produce national estimates for the United States using methods and procedures proposed by the National Center for Health Statistics to account for weighting based on selection probability, non-response, and sampling differences between regions. We described the characteristics of MSM who had or had not ever experienced sexual violence. For men who had experienced sexual violence, we described the gender of perpetrator and age when the MSM first experienced sexual violence. We conducted cascade tests to determine statistically significant differences for each of the outcomes by comparing those who had sexual violence with those who did not. Adjusted prevalence ratios along with 95% confidence intervals were calculated using separate logistical regression models to investigate the association between experience of sexual violence with each of the six sexual disbehavior outcomes. The models were controlled for specific demographic and health-related covariates significant in bivariate analysis at p less than 0.05. We also estimated adjusted prevalence ratios and 95 confidence intervals for age at first sexual violence and each of the sexual behavior outcomes using logistic regression models. All the analysis was conducted using Sudan software. Now I'll talk about the results of the study. We first looked at the factors that were associated with sexual violence by running bivariate analysis. Later, we looked at how sexual violence is associated with HIV-related sexual misbehaviors by running series of bivariate analysis with each of the six outcomes, and then later adjusting for these in series of multivariate regression models. This table shows the selected characteristics of MSM aged 18 to 44 years by experience of sexual violence. For simplicity, only the percentage of MSM who have experienced sexual violence is shown here. Please note that these are row percentages and those reporting no sexual violence is not shown. An estimated 1.5 million or 24.6% MSM reported ever experienced sexual violence. We compared this with the percentage of all men in NSFG who experienced sexual violence. Only 5.9% of non-MSM reported sexual violence compared with 24.6% of MSM. Thus, MSM experienced four times as high sexual violence as for non-MSM. The proportion of black MSM who reported sexual violence was higher than the proportion of white MSM who reported sexual violence, but did not differ for the proportion among other races and ethnicities. The proportion of MSM with less than high school education who reported experienced sexual violence was greater than the proportion among men who had graduated from the college. The proportion experiencing sexual violence was greater among those who earned 99% of the poverty threshold or less than among those who earn 100% or more. For MSM who experience sexual violence, this table compares the age at first experience of sexual violence. 71% of MSM who had reported sexual violence had first encountered sexual violence before the age of 18 years. This is the table showing only the results from the logistic regression models, that is, the prevalence ratios for the association of experience of sexual violence and each of the HIV-related sexual risk behaviors controlling for covariates listed in the footnote. I'm sorry, this is a busy slide, but I would highlight the significant finding using bold brackets for your convenience. These are the results controlling for specific demographic and health-related covariates, which were significantly associated with the outcomes at p-value point less than 0.005 in bivariate analysis. To orient, each of the six outcomes are presented in separate columns, and predictor, which is ever experienced sexual violence, controlling for specific demographics and health-related covariates are shown in rows. After controlling for covariates, MSM reporting sexual violence were 1.26 times as likely to report at least one HIV-related sexual risk behaviors. On further examining this individual HIV-related sexual risk behaviors, MSM reporting sexual violence were 2.98 times as likely to report exchanging sex for money or drugs, and 2.52 times as likely to have sex with injection drug user as compared to those who did not report sexual violence. This is the table showing only the results from the logistic regression model, that is the prevalence ratios for the association of age at first sexual violence with each of the six HIV-related sexual risk behaviors, controlling for the covariates listed in the footnote. To orient again, each of the outcomes is presented in separate columns and predictor, which is age of the first sexual violence experience, controlling for specific demographics and health-related covariates are presented in rows. MSM who first experienced sexual violence at age of 18 or older were 1.42 times as likely to report at least one sexual risk behavior in the past 12 months than MSM who reported no sexual violence at all. but were no more likely to report at least one sexualist behaviors among those whose first experience with sexual violence was at a younger age as compared to those without sexual violence. Also, MSM reporting sexual violence above and below the age of 18 years were more likely to report exchanging sex for money or drugs than those who reported never experienced sexual violence. Similarly, MSM reporting first sexual violence at 18 years or above were 5 times as likely to have had sex with an injection drugs user and 1.6 times as likely to have had sex with two or more male sex partners than those who did not report experiencing sexual violence. There was no difference on either measure among those who experienced sexual violence at a younger age compared to those without sexual violence. In summary, almost one quarter of MSM in the sample reported ever experienced sexual violence, a percentage 4 times as high as for non-MSM. A higher proportion of MSM who reported sexual violence were black and less than high school education and earned 99% or less than the poverty threshold. A majority of MSM who experienced sexual violence had their first encounter of sexual violence before the age of 18 years. Compared to those not reporting sexual violence, MSM reporting sexual violence were more likely to have had sex with IDU and exchange sex for money or drugs. MSM reporting sexual violence at 18 years or above were more likely to have had sex with an IDU, exchange sex for money or drugs, and had two or more male sex partners as compared to MSM who did not report sexual violence. As in all studies, there are a few limitations I want to highlight. First, we are unable to address the hypothesized underlying reasons for the association between sexual violence and HIV-related sexual risk behaviors due to cross-sectional study design. Secondly, sexual violence is self-reported by participants and are therefore subject to recall and social desirability bias. The findings are only representative of those men aged 18 to 44 years who ever had sex with another man in the United States and are therefore not generalizable to MSM of other age groups in the US or to MSM in other countries. In conclusion, sexual violence was common among MSM and was 4 times as high as for non-MSM. Experience of sexual violence was associated with some HIV-related sexual risk behaviors, especially among those who reported sexual violence at 18 years or above. Effective interventions to raise awareness of sexual violence and to offer support for MSM who experience sexual violence are needed. Such interventions for MSM may have the added benefit of mitigating their risk for HIV acquisition. However, more research is needed to understand the relationship between sexual violence, sexual behaviors, and HIV acquisition. Thanks, and please let me know if you have any questions. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have the data for that. Like, you know, probably for that, we need to have a BRFSS data, where is a state base, but there was no variable where we could look at it at, like, a, you know, region-wise. I would love to have it, but we don't have that information in there. Yes, we have not, well, we did the analysis earlier. I have not shown anything over here to be more simplistic because, you know, it was too complicated to do that. But male perpetrators were much more than females because it's MSM, but our almost 20 to 30%, actually, almost 40% were actually people who were bisexuals. You know, more men were, you know, the perpetrator as females, but we have not looked at, like, in detail. That is the analysis which we are still trying to do more to come up with probably the next APHA.